What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's check in with Robbie Campo. He's down at the Campos Marina in Shell Beach. And Robbie, we got to talk about that 5-10 closure, because that can really start somebody's day off wrong if they're not aware of it.
Well, Don, they closed the bridge yesterday at 8 o'clock at night, and it's gonna be closed the remainder of this weekend through Monday. It's gonna reopen at 5 o'clock on Monday morning. So, if you're coming in from the North Shore, or you're coming in, you know, wherever, and you travel in the Twin Span or whatever, Picayune, wherever you're coming in from, you're gonna have to go through the city. So you're going to have to get off at either Franklin or Elysian Fields and come down North Robinson. Now, be careful doing that. I would suggest that you just, you get to the red light, look both ways, and there's nothing coming, just keep on going. That's what I do. So, even the police tell you to do that. It's a dangerous situation, but it's the only way to get here right now. I think Jazz Fest, isn't this the last weekend of Jazz Fest, Don? Am I correct about that?
Yes, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
I'm not a goer, but I hear that.
Yeah, me either. I've never been there. I'm not going, but I think that's going to probably throw a little bit of a curveball in fishing this weekend, because I know a lot of people are going to see a lot of the bands that are there this weekend. But I'll tell you, the fishing has just been as good as ever. Inshore, offshore, Don, anywhere from the islands to Bailwa, up in the edge of the Biloxi Marshall, the Oyster Reefs, it's just been incredible fishing. You can't ask for anything better. Around the lake here has been great. So if you're going a little south of the Mystico, over in the back of the Hopedale area, Lake Robin, Lake of Two Trees area, that way, it's been all the way to Point Fortune has been good. So, fishing has just been great. So, hey, if you're coming down today and you're trying to escape the Jazz Fest, and you could weave and bob and weave and stick and move through the jungle right there and get down here, look, we're here. We're waiting on you. We got live bait. We got tanks full. Come on down and hook the left at the bridge and come on and see us.
Well, it's good that you got plenty of bait, because if they had to make a different alternative route to go get bait too, then that's even a bigger delay. Let me ask you something. I had some reports on gnats early in the week. Is that cleared up, or should they be prepared for that coming down this morning?
Well, Don, look, it's still gnat season. You're not going to get rid of gnats until you start getting some 80-degree days, consistently. So if you get a little cool front that comes through like we've been having, or some – and getting these little cool mornings, if it gets down at 69, 70 degrees, oh, that's just a perfect recipe for them. Most of the mornings have been in the 70s, but we're still feeling them. We're almost on the tail end of them. They were pretty bad this week, but it's for my lady fishermen that are coming down this weekend, wear leggings. Don't come down here in short pants. I know that it's nice, the weather's nice, but that's the recipe to get ate up. And they love white legs, trust me. So don't do that. That's not a good idea. Wear protective clothing. You don't want to be getting all ate up by gnats. They're a pain in the butt when they're here, but we only got to deal with them for a couple more weeks, and then it's going to be that'll be over with.
Yeah, my favorite repellent is it was never intended to be that, but Victoria's Secret makes a product called Amber Romance. It was a sweet smelling lotion that was made for ladies, but discovered an unintended consequence, and actually an unintended benefit, was that it kept off the gnats, and it works as good as anything out there. But there's several things now on the market that concentrate on the gnats, and I wouldn't leave home without it. You know, something else about those gnats, Robbie, they seem to like a foggy day. I don't know what it is about a foggy day, but boy, that really brings them out.
Well, they love fog. They love anything it's like a cool, damp morning. And they thrive on that, Don, and they will eat you alive, I'm telling you. And they really come out with a south-southeast wind. So that's what we've been having. So, and they usually get really bad right before the turn of a front, you know. So like right before the front gets here, that's when those gnats get really, really bad. But I think we're winding down on that part of the season so far. So hopefully we don't have to deal with this much longer.
Robbie, I just got a text in from one of the listeners talking about the ferry might be an option, you know, the Point Lahash ferry, which is true. You know, I don't know what time that starts running. And then there's also one even down lower, you know, that brings you across on the east side of the river. So for people coming from the West Bank, instead of, you know, going through the city, if they want, they can jump on that ferry and put them right down there on St. Bernard Highway.
That's exactly correct. You could do that. You could cross the Belchase Ferry, but I think that starts running at 5:00. So, but that is an option if you're coming from the West Bank. But Don, you know, look, people, just be careful if you're coming through. You know, coming through the city. I mean, we always talk about this, and there's a lot of great people that live in the city, but there's just a handful. You know that. You know, and that's just the way it is. And I guess that's everywhere. That's just not New Orleans. That's everywhere. So just be careful coming down here and get here. Arrive safe, and we got you when you get here.
Gotcha. Thanks for the report, Robbie. We always appreciate it, my friend. Stay safe, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes, Robbie Campo.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.